You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Welcome back to Business English Pod. My name's Jennifer, and I'll be your host for this episode, the second of a two-part series on presenting an argument. This podcast is one of the most popular as voted by you, the listeners. And to celebrate our fourth anniversary, we're giving it another go by updating the examples and explanations. We hope you enjoy it. When you're presenting an argument, it's important to back up what you're saying. You need to have relevant facts and examples at your fingertips and think ahead to what your opponents might say. It's also helpful to know how to talk in broad terms and give your argument some contrast. Finally, it's good to know how to conclude your argument in a clear, concise way. In this lesson, we'll explore these points in detail. We'll talk about ways to give powerful examples. We'll also look at language for making contrasting points and generalizations. And we'll show you how to finish up your argument, either formally or informally. Last time, we met Jack and Dan, who work for an American guitar manufacturer. Jack thinks moving production to Costa Rica would be a good financial move for the company. But Dan isn't so sure. As you listen to the dialogue, try to answer the following questions. 1. Why are shipping costs increasing? Give one example. 2. Why does Dan think that moving production to Costa Rica would be more expensive? 3. What is happening to the company's market share?
Now, if I may return to my other reasons, shipping costs are also going higher, and that is a big part of our distribution costs. For instance, U.S. port security inspections are now required for all shipping containers entering the U.S. Because of this, each container now costs $1,600 more to bring in raw materials from Latin America. Not only that, we also have to pay for shipping a large amount of guitars to Latin America to supply that particular market. This, in a word, is ridiculous. Why ship everything to the U.S. when many of our guitars can be produced and sold in Latin America?
So, are you saying we should close down all our U.S. factories and ship all production to Costa Rica? That would be even more expensive. We would have to build new plants. And, as a matter of fact, our U.S. plants have much lower costs than our competitors.
I realize that, but in general, all U.S. guitar manufacturers have much higher costs than those in Latin America. Our U.S. plants may be more efficient than those of our competitors, but all the same, we are losing market share to foreign manufacturers. In short, we need to start shifting production overseas.
So, in spite of all the progress we've made in lowering our production costs in the U.S., you still want to move production overseas?
Dan, I know you've made some big cuts in production costs, but even so, we're still losing money and market share. And besides, we'll have to move production overseas at some point anyway. So why wait?
Now let's go back through the dialogue and see how Jack continues his argument.
Now, if I may return to my other reasons, shipping costs are also going higher, and that is a big part of our distribution costs. For instance, U.S. port security inspections are now required for all shipping containers entering the U.S. Because of this, each container now costs $1,600 more to bring in raw materials from Latin America.
Jack has been explaining why he thinks the company is losing money. Now he turns to shipping costs, which are affecting distribution costs, the overall cost of getting products to customers. Jack uses the phrase, for instance, to introduce an example that will support his point of view. All shipping containers, metal boxes, crates, and the like, coming into the United States are subject to security inspections, which adds another $1,600 per container. Notice how Jack's example is clear and concrete. Using a dollar amount not only supports his argument about losing money, it gives his listeners a definite figure to think about. Using examples gives weight and substance to your argument. You need to be able to support whatever you say with facts and data. This gives you more credibility in the eyes of your audience. Let's listen to some phrases that introduce examples.
Let me give an example of how this strategy will cut our production costs.
To illustrate this point, let's consider the turnover rate at our Berlin facility.
A case in point is Sarah, who is overqualified for her current position.
For example, we could host some client dinners to show we appreciate their business.
Before we continue, let's look at a bit of vocabulary in that set of examples. Turnover rate is the rate at which employees leave a company and others are hired. And if Sarah is overqualified, she has more experience and education than needed for her current job. What else does Jack have to say about shipping costs?
Not only that, we also have to pay for shipping a large amount of guitars to Latin America to supply that particular market. This, in a word, is ridiculous. Why ship everything to the U.S. when many of our guitars can be produced and sold in Latin America?
The company has a large market in Latin America or South America. It also gets raw materials from this area. Yet it pays to ship raw materials to the U.S. for manufacturing. Then guitars are shipped back to Latin America, where they are purchased. Jack thinks this is ridiculous. It makes no sense to him. It would be cheaper to keep everything in one place. Here, Jack is making a contrasting point introduced with the phrase, "not only that." While he's still discussing high shipping costs, he's adding another angle. His previous point was about shipping materials from Latin America to the United States. Now he's talking about shipping in the opposite direction. Finished guitars are going from the U.S. to Latin America. A contrasting point stays within your topic, but presents something a little different. Sometimes a contrasting point brings in an opposite idea that can still support your argument. In other words, sometimes we have to balance a point with a contrasting point. Here are some more examples of how to present contrasting points.
On the one hand, times are tough, but on the other hand, this is an excellent opportunity to build our brand.
Although Deborah has the expertise, we mustn't forget her poor presentation skills.
Whereas the committee agreed to sell the stock, we have to remember that not all members fully supported this move.
In spite of the snowstorm, the trade show was still well attended.
Despite the fact that he has no degree, I think Michael is still the best person for the job.
Dan's not entirely convinced by Jack's argument at this stage.
So, are you saying we should close down all our U.S. factories and ship all production to Costa Rica? That would be even more expensive. We would have to build new plants. And, as a matter of fact, our U.S. plants have much lower costs than our competitors.
I realize that, but in general, all U.S. guitar manufacturers have much higher costs than those in Latin America.
Dan thinks it would be even more expensive to shift or move all production to Costa Rica. They'd have to build more plants or factories. Then Dan uses the phrase, as a matter of fact, to emphasize that the U.S. plants have much lower costs than those of their competitors, other companies that make the same products. Jack understands this, but he also makes a generalization that all U.S. guitar manufacturers, or makers, have much higher costs than those in Latin America. A generalization is a statement that is true most of the time. Jack isn't going to cite statistics on the costs of all US and Latin American guitar manufacturers, but based on what he knows, he can generalize. When you're making a generalization, use caution. Remember that a generalized statement is true most of the time, not necessarily all of the time. Be sure not to mislead your audience. It helps to use initial phrases that signal a generalization, as in these examples.
On the whole, branches are open fewer hours in the summer.
Generally speaking, our clients tend to be medium-sized companies.
By and large, customers are ordering our products online.
Broadly speaking, we're seeing more room reservation this summer over last year.
All in all, we've had good experiences with the temporary employees we've hired.
Next, Jack starts to conclude his argument.
Our U.S. plants may be more efficient than those of our competitors, but all the same, we are losing market share to foreign manufacturers. In short, we need to start shifting production overseas.
First, let's look at some vocabulary. Efficient means able to produce something with less effort. And market share is the percentage of a market that is controlled by one company. Before Jack finishes his argument, he adds one more contrasting point by using the phrase, all the same. Even though the US plants may be more efficient than the competitors, the company is still losing money. Next, Jack uses the phrase, in short, to informally conclude his argument. In short, signals a brief summary or statement of the speaker's viewpoint. Jack says, we need to start shifting production overseas. This ties in with his initial recommendation to establish a new factory in Costa Rica. An argument's conclusion is perhaps the most important part of all. All the points and examples you fought to make are summarized into a logical conclusion or recommendation. You can conclude an argument informally or formally. It all depends on the situation. Here's how you might conclude an argument formally.
Let me conclude by saying that customer service has never been more important than it is now.
I'd like to conclude by stating that if revenues don't increase this quarter, we might have to consider layoffs.
In conclusion, I'd like to reiterate that increasing our online presence is critical.
Allow me to conclude by highlighting the fact that the media are watching our every move.
And here are some examples of how to do it more informally.
Therefore, I think we're headed in the right direction.
I think we can conclude that hiring a web designer is in our best interest.
I believe I've shown that we can cut costs without sacrificing quality.
I think it's pretty obvious that we need to push this promotion plan.
To sacrifice means to give up something. Even though Jack has concluded his argument, he still gets some opposition from Dan. Let's listen to the end of the dialogue.
So, in spite of all the progress we've made in lowering our production costs in the U.S., you still want to move production overseas?
Dan, I know you've made some big cuts in production costs, but even so, we're still losing money and market share. And besides, we'll have to move production overseas at some point anyway. So why wait?
Dan still doesn't agree with Jack and shows this with a contrasting point and question. Even though the company has been steadily lowering production costs, Jack still wants to build the factory in Costa Rica? Jack concedes that production costs have decreased through big cuts or decreases. but the company is still not profitable. Jack doesn't see the situation improving and thinks they'll have to shift production overseas at some point in time. Since moving overseas is inevitable, why not get it over with? Now, let's practice some of the language we've covered today. First, let's practice functions that we covered in this lesson. Imagine you and a colleague are in charge of hiring a new financial manager and are discussing two candidates for the job. The candidates are named Rachel and Adam. You'll need to give an example, make a contrasting point, generalize, and then conclude your argument. In a moment, you'll hear one of these functions followed by a prompt. Use the language in a prompt to form an answer that demonstrates the function. For example, if you hear,
"Start by giving an example."
For example, Adam, MBA in finance.
You can say,
"For example, Adam has an MBA in finance."
We'll play an example answer at the end of the practice. Ready? Let's give it a go.
Make a contrasting point.
Although, Adam, MBA, we mustn't forget, Rachel, more experience.
Make a generalization.
By and large, experience, more important.
Conclude your argument formally.
Conclude by stating, Rachel, clearly, better choice.
And try an informal conclusion.
Pretty obvious. Hire Rachel.
How did you do? Compare your answers to these examples.
Make a contrasting point.
Answer. Although Adam has an MBA, we mustn't forget Rachel has more experience.
Make a generalization.
Answer. By and large, I think experience is more important.
Conclude your argument formally.
Answer. Let me conclude by stating that Rachel is clearly the better choice.
And try an informal conclusion.
Answer. I think it's pretty obvious we should hire Rachel.
Now let's practice useful vocabulary and idioms. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence saying the missing word. For example, if you hear,
"How many shipping will we need for this order?"
You can say,
"How many shipping containers will we need for this order?"
After each response, we'll play the correct answer. Let's begin.
We're seeing an increase in customers from America. Answer. We're seeing an increase in customers from Latin America.
At what should we start offering discounts? Answer. At what point should we start offering discounts?
We're in a location until our new building is ready. Answer. We're in a temporary location until our new building is ready.
Catherine is so, she never misses a deadline. Answer. Catherine is so efficient, she never misses a deadline.
I don't think we can... the budget without hurting quality. Answer. I don't think we can cut the budget without hurting quality.
We've reached the end of this episode, the second of a two-part series on supporting your argument. In this lesson, we've covered ways to give examples, make contrasting points, and generalize. We've also looked at how to conclude an argument, both formally and informally. For more practice, premium members can access the online quizzes and study notes for this and other episodes in the new Learning Center. Not a member yet? Then just head over to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up for a free trial to preview some of the extra resources available to members. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.